shall we do the transition prefix, пере, which we can add to various verbs. We had the verb to redo, for instance.
Переделать.
Переделать. And to pass.
Передать.
Передать. And to change one's mind.
Передумать.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And if to go, we choose пойти. To cross, what do you think will be to cross on foot?
Перейти.
Mm-hmm. Перейти. Yes. Перейти is to cross on foot. And what was the word for street? A street?
Улица.
Улица. Yes, feminine. So to cross the street is to cross whom and what?
Перейти улицу.
Mm-hmm. Перейти улицу. When you cross the street, you will see the metro. When you will cross the street, you will see the metro.
Когда вы перейдете улицу, вы увидите метро.
Хорошо. Когда вы перейдете улицу, вы увидите метро. Mm-hmm. So, перейдете, will cross, увидите, will see. Now, this verb, перейти, can also mean to switch to something, to move to something. And you can use it in expression to switch to or onto familiar terms. And that is перейти на ты. Three words. Перейти на ты. So, how do you say? Let's switch to familiar terms. Let's start with let's go. How did we say let's go?
Давайте пойти.
Now, let's go. This go will be we will go, right?
Давайте пойдем.
Да. Давайте пойдем. Now, let's do this expression. Let's switch to the familiar ты.
Давайте перейдем на ты.
Mm-hmm, да. Давайте перейдем на ты. Now, let's do a noun, technology. Instead of к, you'll have х there, yes? And it's Y-ending English word, it'll be ия, and law is accented. So, technology.
Технология.
Mm-hmm. Технология. Now, let's do the plural technologies.
Технологии.
Технологии. Mm-hmm. Ии in the ending. Now, let's do the sentence. Sooner or later, everybody will move to new modern technologies. Sooner or later.
Рано или поздно.
Everybody will move.
Все перейдут.
To, onto.
На.
New modern technologies.
Новые современные технологии.
Mm-hmm, the plural word combination. Новые современные технологии. Хорошо. So, рано или поздно все перейдут на новые современные технологии. So, it is перейдут. So, this was the crossing on foot verb, перейти. And to move house, the verb for to move house will be the traveling, moving. What is it?
Переехать.
Переехать. And you have double е there. Переехать. They long ago moved to another city.
Они давно переехали.
To another city. Into.
В другой город.
Okay. Они давно переехали в другой город. Now let's have more verbs with this пере. What is the verb to build again?
Строить.
Строить. And to rebuild?
Перестроить.
Перестроить, of which перестройка is formed. And to phone back?
Перезвонить.
Перезвонить. To write, what was to write?
Писать.
And to rewrite?
Переписать.
Переписать. What is to tell or to say?
Сказать.
Сказать, yes. What is to retell?
Пересказать.
Пересказать, yes. Again, to read was what?
Читать.
Читать, and to reread or to read once again.
Перечитать.
Перечитать, yes. To carry.
Нести.
And to move or to reschedule.
Перенести.
Перенести, right. Another noun, meeting. What is meeting?
Встреча.
Встреча, yes. Now, to move or to reschedule a meeting. What would that be?
Перенести встречу. Встречу.
Yes. Whom and what. Yes, встреча becomes встречу. So the expression is перенести встречу. To reschedule, to move a meeting. So how would a man say, I would like to reschedule the meeting if possible.
Я хотел бы перенести встречу, если можно.
Да. Я хотел бы перенести встречу, если можно. Mm-hmm. Хотел бы. Would like. Now, still another prefix that you can add to the verb идти. The prefix на. But when you add this prefix, you get a completely different meaning. Let's start with the verb to go. As a concrete verb, to go was what?
Пойти.
Пойти. Now we change по to на, and what do you get?
Найти.
Найти. And найти is to find. Yes, a different meaning, although to find as in to walk on something or to come across something. Найти, to find. Let's do a question. Is it difficult to find a job in Moscow or to find work in Moscow?
Трудно найти работу в Москве.
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's raise your voice on the word трудно. Is it difficult? Трудно найти работу в Москве. And how do you say you will find, accenting the ending?
Вы найдете.
Хорошо. Вы найдете, the formal you. Вы найдете. Here you will find everything you need. In Russian, everything that you need. Here you will find everything you need.
Здесь вы найдете все, что вам нужно.
Очень хорошо, молодец. Здесь вы найдете все, что вам нужно. And let's do this. You will find the information on the website. And it is on location, on the website.
Вы найдете информацию на веб-сайте.
Mm-hmm, yes, website, changing according to the Russian laws. Да? Вы найдете информацию на веб-сайте. What is the verb to read? Again, a general verb to read.
Читать.
Читать. Mm-hmm, yes. Still another prefix. The prefix про is a through prefix. Про. And to form the concrete verb from читать, you add про to читать, it becomes прочитать. So the pair of to read is now
читать, прочитать.
Да. Читать, прочитать, to read. I have long wanted to read this book. Will you please use the concrete verb in the sentence? So, I have long wanted to read this book. How would a man say this?
Я давно хотел читать, прочитать эту книгу.
Mm-hmm. Я давно хотел прочитать эту книгу. You use the concrete прочитать here because once is implied. Yes, it's normally, usually it's enough to read a book once. But to translate a sentence, have you read this book? If what you imply in the sentence is have you ever read this book at all, then you use the general verb. You're interested in the fact of reading. So, have you read this book?
Вы читали эту книгу?
Да. Вы читали эту книгу? But if the implication is have you finished reading this book, then you use the concrete verb. Have you finished reading? In Russian, it's enough just to use the concrete verb in the past.
Вы прочитали эту книгу?
Да. Вы прочитали эту книгу? Now, once again, the verb to give, please. To give.
Дать.
Дать. And to pass.
Передать.
Передать. Yes. And how do you say I give or I am giving?
Я даю.
Я даю. And I am passing.
Я передаю.
Я передаю. And to say I am selling or I sell is я продаю. You add the prefix про to даю. Я продаю. I am selling. So how do you say they are selling?
Они продают.
Они продают. Yes. And you are selling, formal you.
Вы продаваете.
But we are forming it from они продают. The ending is accented and it is a ye verb.
Вы продаете.
Да, вы продаете. Mm-hmm. You are selling. Now let's ask the question. What are you selling?
Что вы продаете?
Да, что вы продаете? A travel agency is a touristic or even touristical agent. What would it be?
Туристический агент.
Агент. Yes, the G becomes the G. Туристический агент. And a travel firm would be a touristic firm. How would you do that?
Туристическая фирма.
Хорошо. Туристическая фирма. Yes. Now let us do a sentence. This travel firm sells interesting tours to Asia. Tours is the English word. A tour is tour, and tours?
Turi.
Turi, yes. What about Asia?
Asia.
Asia. Mm-hmm. So, this travel firm sells interesting tours to Asia.
Эта туристическая фирма продает интересные туры Азии.
Into Asia.
В Азию.
В Азию. Хорошо. Эта туристическая фирма продает интересные туры в Азию. Now the word for only or just is только. Только. Think of the author Tolkien. Only Tolkien knew the language he invented. So, только, only. How do you say only here?
Только здесь.
Только здесь. Only one. Masculine.
Только один.
Только один. Mm-hmm. There is only one ticket.
Есть только один билет.
Mm-hmm. Есть только один билет. He is interested only in pop music. What's music?
Музыка.
Музыка. And the same word, the same English word, pop музыка. So, only pop music interests him.
Его интересует только pop музыка.
Mm-hmm. Его интересует только поп-музыка. And if it's not only pop-music?
Не только поп-музыка.
Да, его интересует не только поп-музыка. So, we have the word for time, yes? What is time?
Время.
Время is time. But to say one time, as in once, two times, three times, and so on, is a different word for time, yes? And it is раз. Three letters, z in the end. Раз is time, as in once in Russian is one time. How do you say one time?
Один раз.
Да, один раз. We counted one, two, three. Один, два, три. But instead of один, people often say раз. So it's раз, два, три. Один раз is once, one time. How do you say one more time? More one time.
Ещё раз.
Mm-hmm. Or even more one time.
Ещё один раз.
Yes, both possible. Ещё один раз or just ещё раз. Once again or one more time. Yes. So we can say once more, please. Or say one more time, please. Say as a request, a command.
Скажите, пожалуйста, еще один раз.
Mm-hmm, да. Скажите, пожалуйста, у тебя скажите еще один раз. One more time. And to say another time is on or in to a different time.
В другой раз.
Yes. В другой раз is another time or literally into a different time. В другой раз. Like in we will do this another time.
Мы сделаем это в другой раз.
Да, мы сделаем это в другой раз. Mm-hmm. And to say many times, many and much is the same word. What is much?
Много.
Много. And you don't change the word раз. It doesn't change here. So many times.
Много раз.
Mm-hmm. Много раз. So once. Or one time, один раз. And how do you say, I saw him only once? How would a man say this?
Я его видел только один раз.
Uh-huh, да. Я его видел только один раз. And to say once a day, you say once into a day.
раз в день.
Or, literally one.
Один раз в день.
Yes, again, both possible. Один раз в день, or just раз в день. I eat meat once a day.
Я ем мясо один в день. Один раз в день.
Да, one time a day. Я ем мясо один раз в день. And now, let's do the word for week. A week is неделя. Неделя. Can you spot the verb to do there?
Yes.
Yes, делать. Yes, делать is to do with a negation. Неделя, which makes it not doing, not to do. Yes, неделя, not to do anything. In other Slavic languages, apart from Russian, неделя means a Saturday, a day when you don't do anything. Yes, and in Russia, it's the whole week. Неделя, a week. So let us say now once a week, but because it's into a week, and a week is неделя feminine, it goes into the whom and what situation with the ую ending. So once a week.
Раз в неделю.
Да. Раз в неделю. You remember that with numerals 2, 3, and 4. What's 2, 3, 4?
Два, три, четыре.
Два, три, четыре. After these numerals, the noun is used in the of situation. So it's two of, three of, and four of. So how do you say two times or twice?
Два раза.
Yes, you add a to раз. Два раза and four times.
Четыре раза.
Четыре раза, yes. She goes to work only two or three times a week. She goes, it's a broken line, yes, usually.
Она ходит на работу только два или три раза в неделю.
Очень хорошо. Она ходит на работу только два или три раза в неделю. Let's do the first day of the week. And this first day of the week, Monday, is derived from the word week, which was what?
Неделя.
Неделя, yes. With the prefix по and with the familiar ending ник, it becomes понедельник. You spell it понедельник. Понедельник. So, понедельник is Monday, and on Monday is into Monday, which is
в понедельник.
Yes, but when you pronounce it in the sentence, you can hardly hear the V because it precedes P. В понедельник. On Monday, I have a presentation.
В понедельник у меня есть презентация.
You don't need есть here.
У меня презентация.
Because it's not about possessing anything. You use есть when you are talking about possessing something. В понедельник у меня презентация. Yes, or you can say, I have a conference on Monday.
В понедельник у меня конференция.
В понедельник у меня конференция. And let's do Saturday now. Saturday is derived from Sabbath. It is суббота. Суббота. Feminine. So to say on Saturday, into Saturday, суббота becomes
субботу.
So on Saturday.
В субботу.
В субботу. Yes. How do you say, I don't work on Saturday, I can go on an excursion. What's excursion?
Экскурсия.
Экскурсия. So, on Saturday, I don't work, I can go on an excursion.
В субботу я не работаю, я могу пойти на экскурсию.
Да. В субботу я не работаю, я могу пойти на экскурсию. And how do you say we see each other? Reflexive. We see each other.
Мы увидимся. As we will say, isn't it?
Yes. We will see each other or we see.
Мы видимся.
Мы видимся. And we will see each other.
Мы увидимся.
Мы увидимся. To say see you on Saturday. It is, we will see each other on Saturday.
Увидимся в субботу.
Да. Увидимся в субботу. How would a woman say, on Saturday I went to the theater and tomorrow I'm going to a concert?
В субботу я ехала в театр.
We don't know whether you went by taxi or we don't care, really.
Okay.
Whether you by taxi or by bus, it's the fact of going, the habitual verb ходить, the going on foot.
Я ходила.
Да. So again.
В субботу я ходила в театр.
Mm-hmm. And tomorrow I will go to a concert. On to.
А завтра я пойду на концерт.
А завтра я пойду на концерт. So, в субботу я ходила в театр, а завтра я пойду на концерт. Mm-hmm, yes, because in the sentence, it's the fact of going to the theater that matters and not how you got there. Yes?
Yeah.
That's why it's the habitual verb ходить. So we've done 2 days of the week with you, понедельник, суббота. You will be able to practice the other days of the week in the user guide. And you will also find more Russian words and more examples of Russian structures in this booklet. Вы найдете новые интересные русские слова в буклетке. Но время идет. Time goes by. Мне было очень интересно работать с вами. What did I say?
You've been very interested or you've liked, enjoyed working with us.
It was very interesting to work with you. Спасибо.
С вами тоже. Спасибо вам.
Спасибо вам.
Пожалуйста.